The Commonwealth's ceremonial head, the Queen of the United Kingdom, isn't at the meeting in Rwanda's capital, Kigali. She's represented by her son, Prince Charles, instead. Days before he flew to Rwanda, Prince Charles had said the UK's deal with Rwandan President Paul Kagame to deport asylum seekers here was appalling. The UK's paid Kagame's government about $150 million to receive deportees, but none have arrived yet because of legal challenges. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson defended the deal. It's been widely criticised by British political opposition, rights groups and the UN.
I'm confident that we will be able to go ahead and develop a solution that I think whose time has come.
The Commonwealth doesn't sign binding treaties or make trade deals. It does say its members should be democratic and follow the rule of law. Rights groups have also called on the British government and the Commonwealth to engage the Rwandan government, the host of the meeting here in Kigali, on its own human rights record. The British government was among several UN members that criticised it last year, calling for an end to torture and investigations into forced disappearances and extrajudicial killings. But there's no sign that any of that's been discussed, at least not in public. Human rights have been discussed in some of the sidebar meetings, which are open to delegates from Commonwealth countries. They include a forum for women and a people's forum. Rwandan opposition politician Victoire Ingabire applied to both, but wasn't allowed to attend. She spent 8 years in jail on terrorism charges after she tried to run against President Kagame in Rwanda's election in 2010. She says she's worried that the Commonwealth's stated values are being sacrificed.
It's not good for the world today because everybody is looking at the business than looking to the various human rights and democracy. And we cannot have development without democracy or respect of human rights.
The purpose and direction of the Commonwealth have often been questioned. Many are left wondering where it's headed now. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera, Kigali, Rwanda.